The tsunami of December 26, 2004 took the lives of at least 250,000 people across more than a dozen countries. It has also energized science to seek a better understanding of these killer waves. It's early morning. Southeast Asia awakes to what should be another ordinary day. Fishermen are on the water in Sumatra. In Sri Lanka, 1,500 people take a train along the coast, among them a tourist named Shenth Ravindra. In Thailand, Tom Travers and Richard Anthony open their beachfront restaurant. And in Hawaii, scientists in the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center carry out routine tests of their equipment. All these people are unaware they're about to be caught up in one of the worst natural disasters ever.